Act to support Trump, end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens filed by Texas congressmen. By Bob Price on January 21, 2025. Washington, D.C., Representative Brian Babin. RTX, introduced the Birthright Citizenship Act on Tuesday in support of President Donald Trump's executive order to stop the abuse of U.S. citizenship. The bill is one of many expected to be filed in the coming days to codify the president's executive orders into law. One of the most flouted, abused, and exploited parts of our government and our immigration system, our border security system, has been the birthright citizenship, Babin told Breitbart Texas in an interview on Tuesday. This is a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I just introduced the Birthright Citizenship Act. This bill will build on President Trump's executive order and codify these critical reforms into law. It's time to end the exploitation of loopholes in our immigration system. pic.twitter.com/kfbgc2ig. Brian Babin, at Rep. Brian Babin, January 21, 2025. Dr. Babin explained that the 14th Amendment was never intended by its authors of the mid-19th century to confer U.S. citizenship to people who are legally in the United States. It's really a simple bill, the Texas congressman explained. With this bill, automatic citizenship is granted only to children born in the United States with at least one parent who is, number one, a U.S. citizen or a national, and, number two, a lawful permanent resident, not an illegal alien. And number three, a lawful immigrant who is serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. A copy of the bill is attached below. The authors of the 14th Amendment specifically used the phrase subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Babin explained, there is no way you could ever construe that what those gentlemen did in those days was to open up our borders to everybody who wanted to come across and have a baby. It just boggles the mind that anybody would even think that. In October 2021, Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents helped deliver the baby of a pregnant woman who had just crossed the border from Mexico, Breitbart Texas reported. In July 2023, Texas DPS troopers rescued a dehydrated woman who was visibly pregnant after she nearly died in the heat where temperatures exceeded 100 degrees. Babin said the ACLU, Democrat-led states and cities, and others are filing lawsuits against the executive order signed by President Trump on his first day in office. We would like for these lawsuits to wind their way through the court system and get to the Supreme Court, the congressman explained. We want a final and absolute interpretation of this 14th Amendment so that we will know once and for all. Babin expressed his confidence that President Trump will sign his bill if it makes its way through the House and gathers 51 votes in the Senate. I know that President Trump will sign this into law because it is precisely what he did yesterday with his executive order trying to get rid of birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship for babies of illegal aliens was one of 10 executive orders signed on Monday by President Trump impacting illegal immigration and border security. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. And NBS. Birthright Citizenship Act by U.S. Representative Brian Babin by Bob Price on Scribd. p.